That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
For the best way to fall asleep with Nightfalls, you can now become a premium supporter. Enjoy the entire back catalogue of Nightfalls classics, all with a rich, immersive, and totally ad-free experience. If you love falling asleep to Nightfalls, Nightfalls Premium will elevate your sleep while helping to support myself and the team. We love creating Nightfalls, but without supporters, it wouldn't be possible. Join Nightfalls Premium today in just two taps on both Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link found in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your sleep will thank you for it, and so will I.
If you've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, try listening to a guided meditation on the Meditation for Anxiety podcast. Meditation is a proven, natural way to help you calm down and dissolve stress so you can feel lighter and happier. So subscribe for free today to the Meditation for Anxiety podcast by searching for Meditation for Anxiety on your favorite podcast player.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey. Welcome back to Nightfalls. Come, settle in for tonight's calming meditation and soothing bedtime story. As always, don't worry if you fall asleep before the end. You can drift off whenever you're ready. Come. Take a pew beside the campfire as we follow Joel in his exploration of the caves beneath the surface of a great mountain. I've always found mountain ranges to be particularly peaceful. It's why I felt called to return to Nightfalls. And as Joel discovers tonight, beneath all those layers of rock, at their very core, lies a world even more magical, just waiting to be discovered. A world where peace is aplenty, and the possibilities seem endless. Before we begin our descent into the cool and quiet core of the mountain, let's take a moment to wind down from the day. Coming to a comfortable position, take a moment to observe your breath as it washes in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breath by breath, you're sinking deeper into relaxation and even deeper into the cozy cushions beneath you. Give yourself over to the growing weight of exhaustion and allow your eyes to drift closed. Center your attention on the sound of my voice and allow it to guide you as you scan down your body in search of any tension lingering within your muscles. Beginning at the crown of your head, traveling down through your neck, release the muscles of your shoulders. Allow your arms to fall easily at your sides, their muscles long and loose. Send your attention down into the muscles that support your back and into the basin of your hips. Drawing a deep breath in, make a note of any physical tension you're harboring there. As you exhale, release that tension, allowing it to drain from your body on your out-breath. Scanning down your legs and into the soles of your feet, allow the muscles to relax as you let go of the day and whatever journey it took you on. Allow yourself to sink into rest and relaxation and settle in for tonight's story. Holding the candle out in front of him, Joel could only see a meter in front as he pushed his way through the darkness. The tunnel was pitch black, except for the glowing warm light of his small flame. He could hear his footsteps gently patting on the stone ground and echoing around the chamber. In the distance, he could hear soft binaural music and the beckoning song of ancient voices, singing a primal call. He must be getting closer. He had been studying the ancient caves and tunnels for many years, and when he had read of one specific cave, he had thought of nothing else but finding it. Hidden deep in the base of Mount Everest was said to be a giant hall, a hall of enlightenment and eternal peace. Only a few explorers had been lucky enough to find this great hall, but those who had reported on its mystical healing powers. Inside the hall was said to be everything you needed to find eternal serenity. None of the explorers had shared exactly what the hall held inside to promote such incredible results, but they all commented on how special the secret hall was. Joel assumed they didn't want to tell the world what was inside, at risk of it being spoiled. Joel continued to push on through the blackened tunnel. The candlelight bounced off the cavernous walls, and he noticed a smattering of carvings ingrained deep within the stone. Holding his candle up and peering closer, he saw that the carvings were similar to ancient hieroglyphs. However, they were like none he had seen before. They appeared to be an ancient language, lost throughout time. Joel wondered how long this great hall had been here. Perhaps many, many thousands of years. The combination of the incessant darkness, flickering candlelight, and binaural music lulled Joel into a drowsy state. He equally felt pulled and drawn further down the tunnel, but also longed to curl up into a ball and rest right there in the middle. If he closed his eyes, he could imagine he was floating down a stream towards a giant lake. He longed to be swept off his feet and carried away, so he could fully embrace the soothing sounds and night-like atmosphere. But Joel pushed on, longing to know what lies in the great hall of enlightenment and eternal peace. He continued to walk for several more hours, wondering if he would ever find the end. This must be why so few people had found this hidden place. Not many people would persevere through the darkness for so long. Yet Joel knew if he held on long enough, he would eventually come out on the other side and find the bliss he was seeking. Joel could feel the healing tones of the distant music overwhelming his body. The music was growing louder with every step now, and with each step, Joel felt his body detoxing and relaxing. It was an unbelievable feeling. It was as if all of his thoughts and emotions were melting away, unable to touch him anymore. It was as if he were floating on air. Then he saw an archway ahead. The archway glowed with the rays of warm, multicolored lights that streamed through and out into the dark tunnel. Joel raced his way down the remainder of the tunnel towards the light. As he approached the ancient stone archway, he noted the array of hieroglyphs carved into the arch. There were 7 distinct symbols spread across the top of the arch. Joel wondered what they meant. He stepped through the archway and felt the warm, multicolored rays of light beam onto him. He felt so relaxed and detached from his body. Joel let go and allowed the blissful powers to wash over him. He felt as if his body and brain were being massaged. He felt at peace. He felt happy. He felt free. Joel's heart felt warm and light, as if all of the troubles of the past were being healed and taken away. It would be so easy to just stay here and bathe in the healing lights of the archway. But Joel didn't come all this way to not see what was inside the great hall of enlightenment and eternal peace. He stepped further inside and felt the texture of the floor change beneath his feet. It was no longer the smooth, hard stone floor of the tunnel, but it was warm, shiny, and ridged. Gazing at the floor, he saw that he was standing on a platform. The platform was bronze and carved with intricate swirls and patterns, all weaving in and out of one another to create a beautiful, elaborately designed stage. Looking around him, Joel could see why the great hall was so secretly guarded. It was as if he had stepped foot into another dimension. The huge room was circular in shape, with a giant bronze sphere in the center, acting as a sort of stage for the incredible backdrop beyond. On the other side of the carved bronze floor were 7 giant mirrors. Each mirror shone with the light of a different color of the rainbow and radiated proudly into the shape, casting multicolored shadows on the ground. Joel stared at them all in awe, taking in the reflection in each mirror. Each mirror was several meters tall, and they all hovered off the ground in midair. While they appeared to be mirrors at first glance, as Joel looked closer, he began to believe that these were not just mirrors. These were portals. The scenery beyond the glass of each floating portal was totally different. The mirror to the far left shone with a deep red glow. Within its frame was a lagoon surrounded by giant boulders, rocks, and trees. A large waterfall sat regally in the center, sending fresh water cascading down into the lagoon below. Tall purple and orange trees decorated the scenery, and a faint rainbow arched over the lagoon and descended into the waters. It was a stunning scene. The next mirror glowed with a warm orange light and showed a long sandy beach next to the ocean. The waves ebbed and flowed against the sand, frothing with white foam. A dolphin leapt out of the water in the distance, flipping in the air before diving back under the water. Joel could imagine himself lying on that beach, enjoying the warm sun on his face and feeling the cool waters lap against his feet. Within the third mirror, which radiated a bright yellow, was a field scattered with small, dainty flowers and a singular tree that stood proud in the distance. The sun looked bright and gleaming in the sky, and the blades of grass and flower stems slowly swayed in the breeze. Beneath the protected branches of the tree seemed to be the perfect spot to relax and recline. In the middle was a shining green mirror, portraying a wide, dusty path winding into a lush green woodland. The trees were tall and flourished, with a variety of stunning colored leaves and fruit, allowing rays of sunlight to trickle through and light up the forest floor below. Wildlife could be seen pottering about in the woods, such as tiny fluffy rabbits and a graceful long-legged deer. It was a tranquil scene, and Joel longed to be so close to nature. Next was a mirror that boasted a relaxing view of a vast lake with towering mountains in the background. The blue, sparkling lake was completely still, and a wooden jetty led out onto the water, providing the perfect place to dive into the refreshing waters with ease. Birds fluttered in the sky, and snow topped the tips of the rocky mountains, creating a beautiful natural scene. This mirror dazzled with a soft blue luminescence that Joel felt increasingly drawn towards. Alongside, in the next mirror, was the scene of a cherry blossom garden, lit up by a deep indigo fluorescence. Pink cherry blossom trees lined the sides of a stream that flowed through the center of the serendipitous scene. A wooden arched bridge stretched across the water from bank to bank, and a couple of guardian stones stood proud on either side of the trickling water. It had all the hallmarks of a traditional, beautiful Japanese garden. Finally, on the far right, was a mirror that shone with phosphorescent violet light. Inside the mirror was a view of outer space. The mystical rings of Saturn were almost in touching distance, and the stars twinkled bigger and brighter than any you see on Earth. The flat surface of a mysterious planet provided a comfortable ground to gravitate around, and a smattering of clouds drifted finely above the atmosphere of the isolated world. The scene beckoned with the promise of wonder and no disturbance. Joel could choose any of the seven mirrors to fulfill his quest for tranquility. But which one was he most drawn to? Each mirror had its allure, and they all welcomed him with an overwhelming promise of calm and solitude. But which would Joel choose? He closed his eyes and tried to think. However, as soon as thoughts started to enter his mind, they were swept away like a fallen leaf on the breeze. He decided to allow the Hall of Mirrors to choose for him. He took a deep breath in and felt his body swim with healing energy. He breathed slowly and deeply, giving himself over to the ancient magic. Every inch of his body began relaxing from top to bottom. He wiggled his toes, circled his ankles, and relaxed his feet, then felt his body lift up off the ground and float in midair. He began to work his way up his entire body, one body part at a time. He gently shimmied his hips and jiggled his knees, and noticed how all tension released from his joints and muscles. He softly fluttered his fingers and shuffled his shoulders and spine to a neutral position, and felt all his aches and pains fade away. Lastly, he very slowly shook his head from side to side and relinquished control of his neck. His whole body became weightless and soft, floating there in the middle of the Hall of Mirrors. He continued to breathe deeply, feeling his body relax more and more with every breath. Once he was completely relaxed and his mind was free of all thoughts, Joel's body began to float forward towards the magic mirrors. He was being guided to the perfect place to fulfill his search for nirvana. His body glided through the air, light as a feather, finally reaching a mirror. As his body was absorbed through the glass portal, Joel felt healing waves wash over his body and face. It was as if his body was bathing in the waters of a warm lake. And that was exactly where he had landed. Joel's body floated with ease in the middle of the lake, depicted in the shining blue mirror. However, the location itself did not glow with the same blue light. Instead, it looked totally normal, bursting with the natural colors of such a stunning location. Joel swam around the lake in circles, enjoying the soothing waters that relaxed his body and cleansed his mind and soul. At a first glance, you would think that this place was just an idyllic spot, showcasing Mother Nature in all her glory, untouched by humans. But Joel could tell it was so much more. This was almost like an alternate dimension where nobody could find him or disturb him. Everything felt better, and the waves of relaxation were stronger than any he could experience in the outside world. This was a world of his own. A world where there were no troubles, no stress, no interruptions, nowhere you need to be, just endless time, where you can just be. He spent several hours bathing and swimming in the lake. The waters were still, and there were no fish for him to share it with. He studied the mountains that soared high into the sky and admired their towering glory. Light white clouds danced around the tips of the snow-dusted mountaintops. Growing tired from all the swimming, Joel made his way over to the wooden jetty, climbed up the ladder, and onto the edge. The warm sun dried his skin as he sat on the edge of the jetty and gazed out across the sparkling blue water. He closed his eyes, took a deep breath in through his nose, and sighed out. He felt totally contented. He noticed something soft nudging his right hand. He looked down to find a small, fluffy dog nudging his hand to gain his attention. The small, golden dog looked up at him with big, brown eyes and greeted him with a smile and a gentle lick of its tongue. Joel ruffled his fingers through the cheeky little fellow's fur and stroked him affectionately. The friendly dog nuzzled up close to him and sat by his side. Together, they looked out over the lake and the mountainous landscape in silence. A flock of birds flew overhead, making no sound but the gentle flapping of their wings as they soared by. Joel watched them and smiled. The air was clean and fresh here, and every intake of breath filled him up with a rejuvenation he hadn't felt before. The whole setting was totally serene, and Joel hadn't a care in the world. After sitting there for a while, the little dog stood up, looked at Joel, and began to walk up the jetty towards the land. He stopped halfway and looked back at Joel, as if ushering him to follow. Joel happily got to his feet and trailed the little golden dog back to the lakeside. The dog led him onto a gravel path that wound its way through the green grass by the lake. There were plants and bushes humming with the sounds of bees as he walked past, and many beautiful yellow daffodils and white and purple crocuses scattered and planted everywhere. He stopped to smell the flowers. Their sweet, delicate scents filled his nose and travelled all the way up and into his mind, reminding him of happy days as a child, running around fields with his friends. He smiled and sighed at the pleasant memories and felt his heart swell with delight as he basked in the floral aroma. The golden dog continued up the path. Joel glanced ahead and saw that the path was leading up towards the mountain. He loved the idea of a hike and couldn't wait to see the landscape from a different viewpoint. He knew it was going to be spectacular. As they neared the base of the mountain, the dog veered off course and pottered up to a small wooden beehive. The beehive didn't appear to have any bees in it any longer, but Joel noticed a sign on the top of the hive with a written message scrawled across it. The sign said, "Eat me." Just below the sign, sat on top of the deserted beehive, was a bowl of honey. The fresh, gooey liquid glistened in the sunshine and looked totally delectable. Joel reached out and picked up the bowl. He took a deep breath in and inhaled the fruity smell. His tongue began to salivate with anticipation, and he held the bowl to his lips and tipped it gently upwards. Trickles of sweet golden honey flowed out of the bowl and into Joel's mouth, resting on his tongue and tantalizing his taste buds. He swallowed down the delicious honey, enjoying how warm and soothing the velvety liquid felt as it drizzled down his throat and into his stomach. Before he knew it, he had guzzled down the whole contents of the bowl. He placed the empty bowl back on top of the beehive, confident that it would be refilled by the time he came back down the mountain. Joel and the little golden dog climbed the mountain, following the path until it petered out, and they had to take to climbing from rock to rock instead. The dog led the way, hopping around with ease and regularly looking back to check that Joel was still following behind. The air was crisper the higher they climbed, and the soft breeze rustled his hair and massaged his forehead and cheeks. Eventually, the golden dog stopped on a large rock ahead, and Joel climbed up to meet him. When he reached the rock, he saw why the dog had stopped. He had found the most incredible viewpoint. They weren't far from the top of the mountain, but as the snow was beginning to creep in closer, they decided to stop and rest here. There was no need to climb higher, no need to accomplish an achievement or prove anything. They were perfectly content, exactly where they were. Joel and the little dog sat down on the mountainside and gazed out at the picturesque view in front of them. The lake seemed to sparkle even brighter from up here and looked so alluring and welcoming. There were valleys of further mountains in the distance that Joel hadn't spotted before. It was like the soaring peaks went on for miles and miles. There was a never-ending choice of summits for him to climb to, with an array of beautiful views to admire. If there was a heaven, this was what it must look like. The view was truly Mother Nature at her finest. The sun was beginning to set in the sky, and no longer glowed with the bright golden beams it had earlier, but opted for a warm orange glow as it began to set behind the mountains on the horizon. The blue sky blended with soft purples and oranges like an oil painting as the sky prepared for the oncoming night. Joel and the little dog made their way back down the mountainside and headed back towards the jetty. As they approached the wooden walkway out onto the water, Joel noticed that there now was a deck chair perched at the end of the jetty that had not been there before. It was set up perfectly to admire the setting sun. Joel rested himself in the comfy cushions of the chair, and the little dog laid down by his side. He had not done much today, except enjoy the natural beauty of their surroundings. Walked, swam, rested, admired and appreciated the miracles that nature had brought him. But maybe that was all that he needed to do with his day. Life is not about ticking tasks off a to-do list or cramming each day full of chore after chore. It is about celebrating what it means to be alive. It is finding happiness and contentment in simple days. It is noticing and appreciating the way that flowers smell and the way that honey feels as it trickles down your throat. It is slowing down and being mindful of all the beautiful, wonderful things you come across every day. As Joel watched the dimming sun on the horizon, he noticed how light his body felt. His body had all but been absorbed into the soft cushions of the chair, and his head rested back, completely supported and relieved. He thought of nothing except the deep inhaling of the fresh, open air and the way his chest softly fell as he breathed out slowly. With each breath, he felt his body releasing more and more. The sun dipped lower and lower in the distance, and the sky grew darker and darker, welcoming in the night. Joel's eyelids drew closer and closer until they were no longer open and he could no longer see the scenery around him. But the memory of the beauty remained in his mind's eye as his chest rose and fell with each deep breath. He felt his body become totally weightless, and he felt as if he were floating in time and space. He felt totally serene and at peace. The explorers who had found the Hall of Enlightenment and Eternal Peace before him hadn't been wrong about the power and wonder of the place. Joel had never felt more relaxed. As his body melted away and floated through the air, he began to dream of the lake and the many mountains with a little golden dog by his side. It had been the perfect place for him to find his bliss. And as Joel slipped away into a deep, peaceful slumber, he wondered where the Hall of Magic Mirrors may take him next.